今天我们所要正道的讲题是清算的时刻，清算的时刻，这是第三段，创世纪第二十第十九章，创世纪第十九章27到38节，这里说到亚伯拉罕清早起来，到了他从前的见从前站在耶和华面前的地方，就是他祷告的地方，向索多玛和俄摩拉与平原的全地观看，不料那地方烟气上腾，就烧灭一般。这里说到神的审判已到来，火从天上降，烧毁索多玛和俄摩拉。God sent fire from heaven to judge Sodom and Gomorrah according as he has said. Abraham witnessed the flames and the destruction of the city as God has said he would do. 亚伯拉罕就亲自看见神清算的时刻到来，那审判的时候已经是太迟了。不过神他听亚伯拉罕的祷告，救了他罗德和他的两个女儿。我们看到罗德进索多玛的动机，他是要到那里想发财，不过这里我们看到他所拥有的一切他的心血都被烧毁，全都没有了。箴言书第23章第4到5节，这里说到，不要劳碌求富，修障自己的聪明。你若要定情在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。好像那些烟那些烟就是升高了。亚伯拉罕看到那些烟就好像罗德他的一切的财产都被烧掉的意思。If you read Proverbs 23:4-5, it says, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. Wilt thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as eagle toward heaven. So as Abraham witnessed the smoke rising up to the sky, it is indeed a prediction of the loss, the great loss that Lot suffered when all his earthly goods were destroyed. All his hard-earned assets in Sodom, all his position, all his honor, all the supposing gain that he has were all lost, burned up. So the Lord teaches us a good lesson here, that we are not to labor to be rich. Set not our hearts upon riches, because we will be disappointed by it. Cease from thy own wisdom. Right? In our own fallen mind, we think that if we can amass lots of things to ourselves, we would feel very secure. Life would be secure. But here, it is taught to us that it is not so. If you have God with you, who is the supplier of all things, then you are truly secure. But if you hold on to anything temporal of this world, you find that it is going to disappear, fly away from you, as what is being described here. 创世纪 第19章这里就说到神清算的时刻到了，他审判。 索多玛和俄摩拉，罗德的财产啊，通通被烧毁了，通被烧毁了，他不能带什么都不能带出那城市，神审判的时候真的是很可怕，所以我们认识到。 认识到我们是真的不有这个贪念的念头，贪念的念头，我们就要快快悔改。If we have any form of greed in our hearts that greed our soul, let us quickly repent. James 5 verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 这里说到雅各书第5章16节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祷告所发的力量 是大有功效的。 Confess your faults one to another, that ye may be healed. And pray for God's grace and mercy. God heard the prayer of Abraham to send two angels, and the Lord himself was there to send two angels, well, in his audience with Abraham, and later on with the Lord. But the Lord sent two angels into the city of Sodom to judge the city, and Lot was delivered according to the prayer of Abraham. God's mercy came upon the nephew Lot. We realize that we have been bought with a price. God saved us. And he did not just save us to leave us to rot, or leave us without hope and help. Psalm 81 verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I'll fill it. The Lord says, I will feed you, I will help you. He says that you will be taken care of. God will take care of you. This is the promise that God gives to us. 神对我们的承诺就是要照顾我们。 我们来信靠他，他的万能能力照顾我们。我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。神真的是我们看到在以色列的历史，神怎么样无微不至的 照顾以色列人民。 We see in the Bible how God takes good care of his people, especially the Israelites. When God brought them out of Egypt, the picture of all the riches of the world, that's Egypt. right, the most prosperous nation in the world at that time. God brought them out into the wilderness. God provided for them. And God wants us to worship Him and not the temporal things of this earth. The temporal things of this earth will pass away, but it's the life with God that is eternal. The supply from God, the feeling from God that is eternal. And therefore, we thank God for His mercy upon Lot. But the thing is this, that he did not just come off. The loss that Lot suffered was not just a material loss, but morally he was corrupted. His family was corrupted. The daughters committed incest with him, and it was a terrible judgment, a terrible judgment, a great price that he has to pay as a result. Right? What did the daughters do? The daughters make Lot drunk, and they had a relationship with the father, giving birth to two sons. When we move out from the presence of God and use our own wisdom, 我们如果离弃了主，用我们自己的智慧来掌管自己的生命，这个是大错特错。罗德的两个女儿把罗德灌醉了，跟他有关系，生了两个儿子，两个女儿生了两个儿子。这是多大的羞耻，他进了那俄摩拉、索多玛的地方，乱了性，所以他不单单失去了他用心血所得到的财产，都被火烧掉了，他的女儿，他的家人，他也失去了家人，他的生命败坏，两个女儿跟他同情哇，这是真的是很不幸的，不幸的。那神的话语说给人喝酒就加上毒物，使他喝醉，好看见他下体的有祸了。Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunk also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. It was a very sad thing that we are speaking about. Here we say, let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. 你的心中你的心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华。你的心中不要嫉妒罪人，不要走那罪人的那路程。Let not thy heart envy sinners. Lot envy sinners, and he paid a heavy price. But rather, be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. May God be merciful to bless His word, to strengthen us. 我们感谢主，用他的话语来教导我们。